Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Thank you to all the loyal listeners. And in celebration of 100,000 downloads, we have a huge giveaway. We're giving away an autographed copy of Robert Kiyosaki's latest book, Second Chance. If you'd like to win an autographed copy of Robert's latest book, send an email to victor@victorjm.com and put 100,000 in the subject. We'll be holding the drawing on the last day of October, and the winner will be announced on November 1st. Send your email to victor@victorjm.com with 100,000 in the subject line. Today, we're talking about a new credit score. If you've borrowed money, then you know all about credit scores. Credit scores are the primary mechanisms that banks and consumer lenders use to make lending decisions on a specific borrower. So much of our economy is based on credit. Lenders have been looking for new ways to increase borrowing without undertaking new levels of risk. Principal method for assessing risk has been the consumer credit score called FICO. Fair Isaac Corporation, creator of FICO, plans to roll out a new scoring system early in 2019. The new score factors in how consumers manage the cash in their checking, savings, and money market accounts. It's among the biggest shift for credit reporting since the FICO system was introduced in the 1990s. FICO scores have improved across North America over the past decade. In the U.S., FICO scores hit bottom with an average score of 686 back in 2009, following the financial crisis that started in 2008. Today, they've risen to an average of 704, and lenders believe that the top tier of borrowers are largely tapped out as a source for new credit. The Ultra FICO score, as it's called, isn't meant to weed out applicants. Rather, it's designed to boost the number of approvals for credit cards, personal loans, and other debt by taking into account a borrower's history of cash transactions, which could indicate how likely they are to repay. The Ultra FICO score will function as an appeal of sorts, likely boosting many applicants with less than ideal records. If an applicant's traditional FICO score falls short, a lender can offer to rescore or reevaluate based on this additional banking activity. Would-be borrowers with at least several hundred dollars in their accounts would have to have the history of their bank accounts disclosed to the lenders for a period of time. And as long as they transact frequently and don't overdraw their accounts, they could see an increase in their FICO score. FICO said that about 7 million applicants have low credit scores as a result of thin borrowing histories, and they could see their scores improve under the new system. In addition, there's another 26 million subprime borrowers who will end up with higher scores, and they expect about 4 million of those will see an increase of at least 20 points. Let's look at what that means. If you take the 7 million borrowers plus the 4 million borrowers, that's a total of 11 million borrowers, and let's say they qualify for an additional $10,000 each in credit. That represents an additional $110 billion in borrowing, and even at the lowest of interest rates, at say 5%, that's an additional $5.5 billion in interest earnings for lenders. Well, here's the worry. 10% of student loans were at least 90 days overdue in the last quarter. Auto delinquencies are also rising, with 4.3% of auto debt at least 90 days overdue. And we have an economy that is totally addicted to debt. Let's be clear, there's two types of debt. There's good debt and bad debt. In my mind, good debt is loaned against assets that produce income. Bad debt is simply consumer debt against which there is no income-generating asset. It's simply to pay for luxuries. The last major recession that started in 2008 lowered incomes at the top of the income bracket by 4%, median incomes by 9%, and bottom incomes by 20%. And the next economic downturn is likely to impact people at the bottom of the economic ladder harder than people at the top of the economic ladder. So why does this matter to us as real estate investors? We don't necessarily want our tenants having access to more credit. We want our tenants to get into home ownership and to get on the wealth building ladder by doing it responsibly, by establishing great credit, and by saving for the down payment on their homes. If they have access to more consumer debt, they're going to spend more money on luxury items that are not essential, raising collection risk for landlords at the beginning of each month. We need to be teaching people how to invest, how to grow their wealth, not how to borrow more money for consumer products. As you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.